Hi there. The word for today is be an encourager. In Proverbs 12, verse 25, Solomon writes, anxiety in the heart causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Let me tell you a story. When Enrico took his first voice lesson at 10, his music teacher told him, "You haven't any voice at all." But Enrico's mother heard greatness in her son's voice. She believed in his talent, and even though they were very poor, she put her arms around him and said, "My boy, I'm going to make every sacrifice to pay for your voice lessons." Her confidence in him and her constant encouragement paid off, because he became one of the greatest and most beloved and widely acclaimed singers of all time, and of course his name was Enrico Caruso. When the world tries to tear us down, we need people who build us up, people who recognize our talent and help us to make the most of it. Consider these what we're going to call commands for parents. And the interesting thing is, these six commands were written by a child from a child's point of view. Number one, my hands are small. Please don't expect perfection whenever I make a bed, draw a picture, or throw a ball. Number two, my legs are short, so slow down so that I can keep up with you. Number three, my eyes have not seen the world as yours have. Let me explore it safely, and don't restrict me unnecessarily. Number four, housework will always be there. I'm only little for a short time. Take time to explain things to me about this wonderful world, and do it willingly. Number five, my feelings are tender. Don't nag me all day long. Treat me as you would like to be treated. And number six, I am a special gift from God. Treasure me as God intended you to, holding me accountable for my actions, giving me guidelines to live by, and disciplining me in a loving manner. That's something, isn't it? So the word for you today is be an encourager.